Recently, a group of human rights researchers responding to letters from Fayette prisoners found a slew of environmental dangers and threats to the lives, health, and well-being of hundreds of prisoners, guards, and other staff members at the prison in western Pennsylvania. The Abolitionist Law Center and the Human Rights Coalition, with the help of the Center for Coldfield Justice, sent questionnaires into the prison and visited prisoners willing to talk. They found that the prison, built in the midst of a massive coal waste dump, filled to the brim with toxic fly ash, caused or was a significant contributor to nearly a dozen cancer deaths and serious life-threatening diseases and disorders. The Abolitionist Law Center and Human Rights Coalition investigated the claims, researched the science, and came up with a damning 25-page report. The report, entitled No Escape, Exposure to Toxic Coal Waste at State Correctional Institution Fayette, reads like a horror story of medical neglect, callousness, and human suffering. In addition to the 11 fatal cases of cancer, half a dozen others have been diagnosed with cancer, and dozens more are suffering from respiratory ailments, and 68% of respondents claimed undiagnosed ailments, including boils, cysts, and both internal and external swellings throughout their bodies. One Fayette prisoner, Marcus Santos, experienced swelling of his throat, on his face, arms, and legs. He was afraid he would choke to death. Santos wrote to investigators, "I suffered almost every day of the 15 months I was at that prison. I almost died due to throat swelling several times, given Tums for throat swelling, and told that if I start choking, there's nothing that he can do for me. At that point, it became clear to me that I am being left for dead, with no other course to take or relief in sight. I called my brother and told him that I don't believe I'm going to make it through the rest of my time, and to please take care of my son." The ALC-HRC report, No Escape, is full of such heartrending comments. The culprit here is a wide array of chemicals on the dump site, from the fly ash and coal waste, which includes mercury, lead, arsenic, hexavalent chromium, cadmium, boron, and thallium. The other culprit, the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections, which chose to build a prison in the midst of a toxic waste dump. In Pennsylvania, every prison sentence can be a death sentence. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.